City Hall update on a beautiful Tuesday morning in June now, Mayor. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you, Joe. It is a beautiful morning.
Yeah, it really is. Thankfully, the weather finally cooperated for weekend events in Quincy. It was amazing.
That was a beautiful weekend, absolutely. Yeah, let's hope that's a trend.
Indeed, yes, because we have many, many more to come. The biggest being, of course, graduations next week.
Yes, although, you know, that used to be more complicated. Now the decision is they go inside. Used to hold a third night, and used to be very upsetting for people because some people are in town for that night and families, relatives, and so they made the change a few years back. If it rains, they go into the high school. So not the best circumstance, but yeah, it's better than the alternative. Anyway, hopefully we'll have good weather. We'll have to deal with it.
Indeed, yes. Have you thought at all about your message to this year's graduating class?
No, it's way too early, Joe. Way too early. I'm usually very brief, and, you know, it's really the kids are there for the kids and receiving the diploma, the kids that speak, valedictorian and all, you know, that's what they pay attention to. I don't need to listen to us old-timers, but it's certainly a privilege to be there and wish them well.
Sure. And we should talk a little bit, Mayor, about some new police officers sworn in just yesterday, actually.
Yes, Chief Kennedy joined me along with a lot of staff yesterday as we swore in five up the civil service list and two lateral transfers, all excellent candidates, and we're delighted they're joining the force. They'll keep us up to our full complement, which I think is important to this day and age. So, as you know, we got a great department, very professional, very well trained, very well educated, and do a really phenomenal job. And you know, the calls you get today, you never know what you're in for. You know, the police officers cover the shift city, they shift 24 hours a day, and you know, it could be domestic abuse call, it could be a robbery, it could be a B&E. I mean, you know, the challenges today with mental illness and substance abuse, you know, lead to a lot of issues that the police get called into. So, and as you know, we have added two clinicians to the department. So when it is a mental health issue, we're able to use the clinician to really focus in and figure out what the next steps ought to be, just rather than just arresting somebody. But they do a phenomenal job. We have one of the lowest crime rates in the state for city. It's not by accident. We have an excellent department. I appreciate what they do for us.
You know, the chief tells me with these new officers, there'll now be 180 patrol officers on the force, which, as you said, is the full complement for Quincy.
Yes, and it's the highest amount since pre-2.5.
Wow.
So it's a good, solid number.
Any update on the DeChristopher Early Learning Center to let folks know about, Mayor?
Well, I know that the shift is going to happen very soon. Later this month, the move will happen from Delegueza over to the new building for the summer programming. And then, of course, in September, it will, you know, those others that will be joining during the regular school year will be joining in. And so it will be a busy summer for the staff that's staffing up the Christopher Howe Center. And certainly the superintendent, and Kevin Mulvey and Aaron Perkins, the assistant superintendent, working very hard along with the staff to make all this happen as seamless as possible. So we're excited about it. We're thrilled about it. I know a lot of Quincy families are very happy about it.
And has there been any more discussion about the future of the Del Chiesa Center once the transition takes place?
No, there's some work that has to happen to the building. I know there's some challenges mechanically that we have to take care of. We'll be having those discussions in the coming weeks for sure. And there's all kinds of options. I mean, I know one of the challenges is the Lincoln Hancock School is pretty down full. Yeah. And, you know, whether we try to take some pressure off you with moving kindergarten over, I mean, that'll be one of the topics. Mm-hmm. But we'll figure it out, you know. It'll be used, believe me.
Sure, yeah. Can we talk a little bit, Mayor, about the changes going on downtown, and specifically the relocation of the IHOP restaurant to make way for the new DJ McKinnon development?
Yes, a lot of activity in the downtown over the next several months, actually next couple of years, and that was one of the projects voted on by the City Council, south of the bridge, the Chambers Bridge. The IHOP was identified years ago as one of the potential takings, and Fortunately, they'll be just moving across the street on the parking way in the LBC-owned building there. So for those folks that enjoy the IHOP, it'll just be a few months for them to get moved in, and they'll be able to enjoy it once again. So that worked out pretty well for IHOP and its customers, but it obviously clears the way for the new development, which includes a more than 800-car parking garage that'll be in the center of new apartments, a new food store like Trader Joe's. Did I say Trader Joe's? and other retail. But, yes, it's being coordinated by Atlantic Development, D.J. McKinnon, the principal, and the housing developer is the Hanover Company, which has joined with D.J. now on the apartment side. So that's moving forward. The north of the bridge, the Fox Rock Company will be in the ground by the fall for new medical center and a garage there. Mm-hmm. If you've driven down Hancock Street, you're seeing buildings coming down on the westerly side, which is going to lead to some new projects on that and that area as well. So the momentum continues. I'm thrilled. We continue to build out and change the downtown, certainly for the better.
Yeah, has the urgent care center on parking way there closed now? It looks like a staging area for construction equipment.
No, they're still open. The parking across the street, the old Messina lot, mm-hmm. I believe that whole operation will move into the new building once it's open.
I see.
Obviously, you've got this real. The construction now is that whole intersection's changing, which, again, has been part of the plan for a number of years. So when you're coming off of Bergen Parkway, you'll be able to take that dedicated right under the parking way that the intersection will be at McConville, therefore. Mm-hmm. There'll be far more queuing space, and hopefully won't have that backup on Bergen Parkway. It'll move a little more smoothly. So that's been in the works for a while. We got a grant from that from the state, MassDOT, MassWorks grant, which is great. Appreciate the governor's confidence in us with that. So that continues to move forward, and that's all part of the big picture there.
Sure. Finally, Mayor, can we talk about the votes last night regarding the salaries for the mayor and city council positions and your reaction to those votes?
Well, it's something that's been talked about for some time, Joe, and I know that certainly from my perspective, it's not easy because I'm the only person that can bring in my raise, and I think the position warrants the number that has been chosen. Again, it's awkward for me to talk about it, but I've had one raise in 17 years. I love what I do. If I was independently wealthy, I would do it for free, but it's a 24/7 job. It's the CEO of the city, and I think it's certainly deserving of more than what it is today. So I'm grateful for the council's confidence in me and supporting it, and look forward to moving forward with them, doing the best for the city.
One issue that was brought up, I thought that was worthy of talking about, was the process for how this happened and why it hasn't changed in so long, and what can be done to address that in the future.
Yeah, that's the tricky part, Joe. It's because the mayor brings it in under, the law, you have to follow certain guidelines. You can't accept it in the same calendar year that you voted. Again, the raise was approved last night, but it won't take effect in next January as the law requires. It's just very awkward for the chief executive to bring in something, whoever that may be sitting there. I think anybody would feel awkward about it. So it never seems to be the right time. There's a certain part of the population, if you lowered the salary, they would say you didn't lower it enough. I mean, they're never going to be totally happy. And I understand that. There's people that have never voted for me, will never vote for me, despise me for whatever reason, and that would never support a raise. And that'd be true of anybody sitting there. So it's always awkward. And I know that, the average person doesn't think highly of necessarily public employees, public officials. And so I get all of those. Those dynamics that go into, timing of things. But it just felt like it was long overdue. And I know that at some point in the future, it's probably going to be 5 or 10 years out again before it happens, because that's what will happen. I predict that. Mm-hmm. Maybe someday there'll be an attempt to tackle it legislatively and mm-hmm. change the charter and the adopt certain laws for it. Maybe that'll happen someday, but I doubt it.
Speaking of the charter, actually, some folks brought up a section that that stated that it needed to be, the raises need to be voted on in a general election. However, the city solicitor said there was a state law that superseded that many, many years ago.
Yeah, that's correct. When I allude to the charter, we probably should have an update on a number of process issues in the charter. For example, you know, the mayor's first election back in 1888, it was a one-year term. You know, the voters changed that number years ago to a four-year term. So we haven't backed in the changes in process that should be done at some point to reflect those changes. And that goes for a lot of administrative issues across the city. So, yeah, the state law supersedes it. You know, I know Mr. Timmons did his homework on that. And, you know, so that, and that's why we can't accept the salary increase when I say we, the council and the mayor, until January, because that's how the law reads.
Sure. Finally, Mayor, the Neat Neighbors Contest is now underway.
Yeah, that's a great tradition by the Park Division of the Natural Resources Department. I know people do get excited about it. I know I've run into people over the years that work so hard on their properties, and it makes a difference in a neighborhood. And you see people follow them when they do that kind of improvement, beautification projects around the house. So it's just a small way for us to express our appreciation, because in many cases those folks are neighborhood changes in a good way. And I think as a city, we've continued to be a cleaner, greener city for the last 15 years. I hear that compliment from a lot of folks. And it's not just the public properties, it's the private properties. So we appreciate the pride that people take in their property and the difference it makes for a neighborhood.
Yeah, and you could win a $30 gift certificate to a garden center, so there's some incentive there, too.
A little bit, yeah. Just a small token.
Sure. Appreciate your time, Mayor. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you, Joe. Enjoy the day.
You too.
Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch, our weekly City Hall update here on AM Quincy.